Welcome to the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. It's another week, and you're back on the Switch Leader Podcast. So glad to have everybody with us this week. My name is Josh Baldwin. I'll be hanging out as your host today, and I'm here with my good friend and fellow youth pastor, Dustin Wells. Dustin, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing good. Life is good, and I'm looking forward to this conversation today. Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Not everybody listening knows the Dustin Wells. And so will you take a minute and introduce yourself? Let us know a little about you and what campus you're a part of.
Yeah, I get the privilege and honor of being at arguably one of the most beautiful Life Church campuses, and that is Life Church Rio Rancho in New Mexico.
Come on.
We have arguably the best view when we look out on our patio. But a little bit about me, I am a fast and furious fiend. I live and die and breathe fast and furious. And I couldn't argue that there's a better place.
I'm really proud of you just for the confidence that you have to say that out loud. You know, for you to out loud say that anything past Fast and Furious 2 continued to be, you know, one of the best movies ever. I'm just really proud of you. Don't get me wrong. I continue to watch the movies because I mean, I'm a man. Like, I get it. Yeah. I'm going to watch the fast cars that are flying into space and stuff. But that doesn't mean that I don't know if it's like the greatest, you know, cinematography I've ever seen. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, my favorite verse is when Paul says to become all things for all people. And I just don't know a better franchise of movie than to become all things to all people than Fast and Furious.
That's fair enough. They've certainly attempted it. So that's good. Well, hey, man, I'm really looking forward to the conversation. As everybody can see in our title, we're going to be talking about some change. Now, I know everybody listening, you're like, man, change is the best. I just love change. I love to talk about how things change, when they change, why they change. It's just the best. And so because we know how much you love it, we are going to talk about it today. So I know everyone's probably cheering right now. We can't hear you cheering, but we're sure that you are. And we're looking forward to being able to talk about some of the practical things and practical reasons why we genuinely believe that we shouldn't just adjust or deal with change, but we should grow to love change. And so I've asked Dustin to spend some time preparing a little bit of our beliefs on this and maybe some things that could help us shift our perspective. If you're one of those people that goes, man, it's hard for me to make this change or it's hard for me to adjust to these things, some of what Dustin's about to share, I think, could be just for you. And if you're one of those people that goes, I actually usually love change, then keep listening because it will still be good for you to understand some of the themes and some of the intentionality behind why it's so important. So, Dustin, just blow us away with your wisdom and knowledge.
Thanks, Josh. First, I personally was never a big fan of change. I like consistency. Learned that from my dad. But I've learned to debunk the idea that change is bad. And I personally think if we don't have change, then we wear the same underwear every day. So you got to have some change in your life. Not all change is bad.
And that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That would be a strange thing. Don't any of you dare wear the same underwear every day. I have some kids that would do that if I would let them.
I don't have kids yet, so I don't have that. But yeah, I think all change moves forward. Change means progress. And that's something that I love that Life Church is, we're not afraid of it and we're going to handle it head on. I do think that as leaders, we have to know that we follow first in every bit of change. And our foundation has to be in Christ himself in order to handle change well.
That's good. We got to start somewhere, and that's got to be the place that we start. So I'm going to let you go ahead and start getting into a little bit of your content here, and I'll kind of set you up with kind of a basic question. How do we respond to change? So change is going to happen. It's inevitable. It better be happening, right? Like it has to happen. So how do you and I respond well to change?
Well, every good content has 3 points. So point number one on how we can respond well to change is, one, is it my perspective that needs to change? When we're facing change, we need to take a step back and see, is it our perspective that might be what's causing us to respond well? It helps us create some self-awareness. We tend to resist change when we're in fear of losing control. And so one of the first things that we can do when we respond well to change is take a step back and look at our perspective. Is that what needs to shift?
Right. That's really, really good and incredibly important. I realize that a lot of times our perspective is the thing that we don't want to shift. And then, so, you know, like we just don't want to. But then other times it's not even that, it's not like a intentional unwillingness. It's a very unintentional, I've just done the same thing the same way for so long that thinking about doing it differently kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know, like really, I think we can all think of examples of those things where you're like, why would we change this perfect way of doing this thing that we've done this way forever? And so it's so hard to even think outside of the box. And a lot of times it does take someone else coming alongside us to go, hey, I see what you see because that's exactly the way I used to see it. And yes, it can be done that way, but I just want you to take just a minute and give this other thing a chance. And I want you to turn your perspective this other direction and look at it from this other angle and see if maybe you can see what we're seeing, that this could actually make it better. Because you know, typically when we change things, it's not for no reason, right? We're trying to improve something. And so perspective is so important. And I think when I think about perspective, I think not just what are you doing with your perspective? I also think who are the people in your life that you are trusting to help you with that perspective?
That's good.
Like, do you have people around you that you trust? Or like if your leader's coming to you and they're saying, we're going to make this shift, we're going to do something different. Do you trust their perspective enough to be able to go, yeah, like I trust you and I'm a little uncomfortable with this, but I know where, you know, I trust you to help us move forward and I'm going to just take the step. And so I think that relationships in that perspective shift are really important as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was taught from one of my mentors early on that in the midst of changing my perspective, someone else could have a better one, but that doesn't mean that we still don't have a filter that can help us see it in a healthy way. And when I stepped into a relationship with Jesus, that filter became, one, is the truth of the gospel still being told? And second,
that's good.
Does this move the mission forward? Because perspectives can be different, but the gospel never changes. And so when we're shifting our perspective, we can use that lens of, is the gospel still being told in this? And is the mission still being moved forward? And if that's the case, then sometimes we can it's easier to take a step back and understand someone else's perspective when we know that the mission is still being moved forward.
That's so good. Make the most important thing the most important thing.
Yeah.
And everything else, there's so many other things that can be up for grabs. There's so many other things that can be shifted. There's just this most important thing that has to matter. And that has to be the thing that drives oftentimes drives our willingness or unwillingness to change. Because there's some things we could agree, Dustin, as we're talking about change, there are some things that you should not change. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
I would say so.
I mean, you know, like for us to say, like, I mean, yes, we do have to be willing to adjust and adapt and change, but we also recognize, hey, there's some parts of our belief system, our core beliefs, hey, those aren't changing. And you can't let the world around you allow those to change like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important. But again, that's where those trusted people come in and those trusted influences. In our case, it's going to be the trusted word of God, right?
Yep.
The trusted son of God, like he's our guide. And so those things aren't changing. We're not talking about those big blocks. We're talking about all the other little things around, just like you said, that are leading to that. Does this still advance the gospel? That's a great question. I love that that's the direction that you're going.
Yeah. So first, like I said, just looking at change, how do we respond well? Is it our perspective that needs to shift? And the second thing is determining if this change is comfortable or uncomfortable to you personally. I personally do really well in change. I can get comfortable and find a way to make fun in it, to make relationships in it, and to move forward in it. But also know for some people, change can be very uncomfortable. And I think for us that change is comfortable for, we get to see that we're typically the buy-in people. And if change is comfortable for us, our responsibility is to help champion that change for the ones that it may be uncomfortable for. And if it's uncomfortable right. for people, ask questions, ask for clarity. Don't be afraid to ask the next question to understand what is actually happening here.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of people that are uncomfortable with that change. And so
yeah.
right now we're speaking to switch leaders. This is a switch leader podcast, right? And we always talk to you, to everybody listening. We talk to you guys, you're leaders. That is your role in switch. And what Dustin is saying right now is that you might find yourself in a position here where you need to be a leader again, right? But
yeah.
but not in this case, it may not necessarily always be that you're leading students. It could be that you're helping lead your fellow leaders, or it could be outside of switch and a change happening in your life or something going on around you, and you're helping lead your friends or you're leading your spouse or your family. But it's not something that we can allow to just be this drift thing. And we also can't allow ourselves, if we're more, you know, if we're more adaptable, and we easily find ourselves in this place to go, I can do this. I can keep changing. Man, just like Dustin's saying, then you have to take it on as your responsibility that you're a leader. You're gifted in this way. So help lead others to get to the place that you've yeah. gotten yourself to.
Yeah. And just as a youth pastor, I love when our leaders ask for clarity. And I don't know about you, Josh, if you remember right. your leaders, but when they ask for clarity, it gives life because one, it shows they care. If it's uncomfortable and they absolutely. Ask a question, it shows buy-in. And I absolutely love when leaders ask the next question.
Yeah, you don't keep asking questions about something you don't care about.
Yeah.
You just don't. I mean, you really don't. And so when people do that, and of course, sometimes people ask bitter questions. So we don't like those. So if you're a bitter question asker, ask somebody else, don't ask me. But
yeah.
But we like people that are asking questions to make things better. We like people that are asking questions to make themselves better and understand. That's a leader, right? Like that's somebody that's going, hey, I can lead myself through this.
Yeah.
I just need a little help. I need some information. I love that as an example. Asking questions is so incredibly important.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, 3 points. First, in the middle of change, how we respond well to it. Is it our perspective that needs a shift? Two, is this change comfortable or uncomfortable for me? And the third thing I would say is this a major change or a small change? And the idea of a major change is something that needs an immediate action. So when we take a step back and look at the change, if it's a major change, it typically means that it is being handled with urgency and immediate priority. And obviously mm-hmm. those changes are going to have a little bit more tension to them. And we have to take a step back and react a little quicker and see what is our role in that major change.
Right. Yeah, because it can be swift. I mean, and it can feel, I actually feel like this is the kind of change that trips people up the most. Would yeah. you agree that like those major changes, because they typically do have to happen fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a leader, and this falls on us a lot of times, right? Sometimes this will fall on a leader who's the leader who's actually implementing the change, that they may along the way, because again, I need to remind you all of something. Your leader, whoever they may be, is a human being as well, right? So even your leader will screw up sometimes. So there's a solid chance that something is going to change, and it has to change because it's urgent and it's important and it needs to change. And they may not do the greatest job every single time of casting clear vision around that, even yeah. though they should, right? Like we should, and we know that's important and we try our best to. Every now and then, they may come up short in that area. Maybe they got ahead of themselves. Maybe they're overwhelmed and there was actually so much change happening and it was happening for them too. And so they just didn't communicate enough, whatever it may be. That's the time when asking questions, like we were talking about, can be so important. And it helps them see, oh man, like this, I didn't make this clear. Like maybe I missed yeah. some vision here. So asking vision questions, like give me clarity. But then again, also, do I have that person whose perspective I trust? Is this leader of mine a leader that I trust enough to follow? Because if you don't, you kind of are left with possibly a couple different options here. One is, do I need to work on myself? Because I probably need to make sure that I can trust the person I'm following.
Yeah.
Even if the change that they're implementing is one I don't fully understand just yet. And then number two, in my mind, it would be, if I can't get myself there, should I continue to be following this leader, whether it's on them or on me? Because at the end of the day, if I can't get myself to a place that I can trust them enough to follow their direction, is it actually healthy for them or me that I continue to try to lead under their leadership? Because man, if you can't trust the person that is intended to be leading you, that will create a mess of chaos.
Yeah.
And that's just hard. That actually makes things not enjoyable. It sucks the life out of what you're doing. Oftentimes it distracts you from the vision that Dustin was talking about earlier, that mission that is so important, the priority mission of advancing the gospel. That has to remain the most important thing. And if you're too distracted by second guessing things that, you know, that your leader's trying to lead you through, that could be a challenge. And yeah, I think in most cases that can be resolved, but with questions, right? With, hey,
yeah,
I just don't understand this, so give me some clarity. And then also understand that sometimes after given clarity, you're still going to disagree with why the change is happening. And that's when you have to go, but I trust my leader and it's their job to lead.
That's so good. Yeah. And I love what you said about major change. It's swift. And most of the time, major change is that unexpected one that we weren't prepared for. You know, I'm not a UFC fighter like James Meehan. I've never actually been punched in the face, but I would assume that being punched in the face is unexpected, right? And sometimes major change can be that punch in the face. I don't know. James may call me and tell me I'm wrong, but yeah, that trust in the leader though is that good defense to a punch in the face, you know, when it's unexpected.
I have loved that me messing with James constantly on this podcast has turned into every other guest that comes on, just understanding that it's a given that they should do the same.
So 100%.
There's just here's what it means. There's a lot of people that love James Meehan. All right, that's what it means. Him. So we love you, James. Yeah. So I love where we're going with that. There's a quote from Rick Warren that I love. He says, "How you handle change in life reveals your spiritual maturity. When you're guided by and anchored to eternity, change can take place all around you and you can choose to be happy." And that speaks back, Dustin, to what you were saying in like your first point, right? You were talking about our perspective and you continued to say, man, is the truth of the gospel still told? That's an eternal perspective. That's going, hey, the only thing that matters is that we are advancing the gospel. How that is done, there are so many ways. Anything short of sin is our limit, right? Like that's the limit right there. How that is done, there are so many different ways to do it. And gosh, sometimes we might change something and then we find out we were wrong.
Wow.
I mean, wouldn't that be crazy?
I've never been wrong.
But it happens. I know you haven't.
Some people.
But to me, there's been at least four times I was wrong in my whole life. And when it happened, I mean yesterday. And when it happened, it was humbling, right? It's a humbling experience. But we go, hey, I had to learn from it. Like the only way to advance forward is to accept that change is a part of life. In truth, people who are resistant to change are typically resistant to progress. And we need people who crave progress.
Yeah.
Right. So people who are resistant to change, I'm not saying they're intentionally resistant to progress. I'm just saying that if you constantly are going, no, we can't change anything, then you won't get to experience the progress that comes from taking the risk and trying the different thing and continuing to go, man, God gave me this unique mind and creativity and abilities. And so how do I take those and continue to do new things to advance his incredible kingdom? And we have to have that mindset.
Yeah.
As we're kind of wrapping up this episode, man, you had some great points, great content. Is there anything else that's kind of rolling around in your mind that you want to share with the team?
Just to close out is learn to welcome and celebrate change. It's tough. It can be comfortable. It can be uncomfortable. But if that means going out to dinner when there's some change or whatever it is that gives you life and excitement, learn to welcome and celebrate it. Because if we can shift from it being a bad thing to a good thing and knowing that it's going to push us forward, learn to welcome it and celebrate it. Because at the end of the day, we know who we are. We know who God's called us to be. If we can celebrate and welcome those changes, we'll just continually become more and more of the person and the leader that God has called us to be.
Absolutely. I have to call this out here because I just want to know what you meant here. But you definitely put in your notes and learn to welcome and celebrate all change. And then you put in quote in, you know, in parentheses, me becoming a dad. So what does this mean?
So my wife is some amount of weeks pregnant, learning what that means.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're actually due with our very first child on Cinco de Mayo 2024.
Yes.
And really excited for that.
Congratulations, man. That's
Thanks,
awesome.
Josh.
That's the best kind of change.
That's the best change. We're learning to welcome it and celebrate it. We're super excited for it.
Man, you're going to be learning for the rest of your life. So just, I mean, it's going to be just nothing but a just giant lesson. So you just buckle up, Buttercup, because here it
Thank
comes.
You.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. But
I believe it.
Yeah, you. I'm excited to see if your eyes get as dark as mine do, and you know, just lack of sleep and stuff. Anyways, I am so excited for you. I didn't know that. I just learned that with everyone else just now. So excited for you and your wife. Congratulations. That's a huge change and a really exciting one. Everybody listening, hey, we appreciate y'all so much. The podcast is created for you. We do this every week. It is literally just for you. It's because we want to help you be better switch leaders and better followers of Jesus. We want to invest in you in any way that we can. And so we have different voices speak into this podcast every week for that purpose. And so I ask that you would share this episode right now. You just finished it. Now share it with one other switch leader. We want to make sure that people know that it's a resource out there for them so that they can continue to grow as switch leaders. Thank you all for everything that you do in Switch. Thank you for the time that you take and sacrifice to make the kingdom greater and bigger. Thank you so much for joining us on the Switch Leader Podcast, where we decide today the leader we will be tomorrow.